T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Presented by Schaefer Lujan Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. We'll make picks this hour. We'll hear from Pro Football Focus on the games. We'll talk about the Steelers, who are a 7.5-point favorite against the Broncos Sunday afternoon at Heinz Field. The injury report is out. This is a surprise because I didn't think he would already get to this point, Chris. Official practice report from the Steelers: James Conner, a full participant today. The odds of him going from full participant to out on Sunday, I believe, would be slim to none. That leads me to believe, barring a practice injury or setback, which maybe you don't rule out with Conner because of his injury history, but as long as he makes it through the next 2 days, you would think he would be in uniform for Sunday. And we'll talk to Ed Bouchette at 5. He wrote today that he believes, he is the latest Steelers insider to say, when Conner returns, he'll start. When Conner returns, he'll start.
I just don't get it, man. I don't. But, I mean, they must think that what they saw from him 2 years ago in a five-game stretch or so, and then a couple other games dotted, you know, throughout that season and the following one, really only two or three other ones, they must think that the ceiling's high enough that he deserves the job, I guess. I just don't see it. Benny Snell looked like the better back. I'm not going to give James Conner a complete pass because the whole offense looked like it was sputtering and clanking and trying to get itself going. I go by what my eyes tell me, and my eyes told me that Benny Snell was better.
One more thing from Bouchette. He said he thinks that Snell has at least made a case, this is from The Athletic, he said, to be 1 and 1A, that you could see Conner start, but Snell get more touches, and it's more 50-50. Tomlin almost never does that. I mean, almost never. I went back and looked this up. I spent the time today. The only times in his career as Steelers coach, I found something in his career that showed that he was willing to split up carries between two running backs. You have to go back to the Super Bowl year of 2008 when he had Willie Parker and Mueldi Moore, and for two games, when Parker was trying to work himself back healthy, they split it. They beat the Bengals, who went 4-11 and won that year, and the Patriots, who had Matt Cassel in back-to-back weeks, both wins. The first game, Moore had 15 carries, Parker 14. The next game, Willie had 16, Moore 12. The Steelers averaged 30 points a game. It worked. But then the week after that, Tomlin went to Parker full-time, and then by the end of the Super Bowl run, Parker was their number one running back again. You have to literally go back more than a decade to find a time where it happened. He didn't do it with LeGarrette Blount and Le'Veon Bell. He didn't do it with D'Angelo Williams and Le'Veon Bell when Bell was coming off a suspension and Bell and Williams had played great football. He doesn't use two running backs. So to me, it's one or the other. I had somebody who, I'm not going to say who, because that would be betraying the trust of the person. I had somebody from the Steelers say something to me about Conner today that almost made me throw up, Chris. This is the message that was relayed to me. The media is too hard on Conner. The media is too tough on him. The media has it out for him. The media has it out for James Conner here. Local Steelers media has it out for him suddenly.
Okay, yeah, all right, that's BS. Everyone roots for the guy, wants to see the guy do well. That hasn't changed. He doesn't stay healthy. He had 19 carries after the halfway point of last season. He got hurt 17 minutes into his first football game of this year after the coach calling him a bell cow. After Conner pretty defiantly, I think, saying, I'm built for this. After the coach also said that he had no injuries or lingering stuff that wasn't on the injury report entering the game. He was as fresh as you could be, and he got hurt almost immediately.
There are more reasons than not to like the Steelers to beat the Broncos on Sunday, but there are a few things that would make you question their ability to get the job done on Sunday. Picking the right running back would be one of them. If it's Connor and you try that for some reason why where you're stubborn and you want him to lose the job, you want him to go out and prove to you that he can't do it, and he loses it based on performance and not injury, and you don't want him to lose the job because of injury, and you're stubborn about giving him a chance, and you can't run the ball and you're one-dimensional, that would be one way to lose the game. And the other would be if all the crap that we've talked about the last few days manifests on the field and they're a team distracted or divided, and that works against them. The Connor stat that is everything you need to know about him and why, personally, I root for the Steelers more than I do James Connor. I happen to think the team is something that I would prefer to root for and rather see them do well than an individual. In the Steelers' last 21 games, James Connor has either been injured and not played or gotten injured and left the game, Chris, in 17 of them. 17 of 21! How do you build a game plan around a player?
You don't, unless you are blind to his shortcomings. Hasn't James Connor said the best ability is availability? Hasn't he said that
himself? He told us that last year on his show.
Citing his own injuries. Like, yeah, I want to be available. You are not available by definition. And if you are available, you aren't by the end of the game. Like, that sucks. What else am I supposed to say? How is it being hard on a guy to state facts about his career recently?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.